فإنه هو من تكفرون. ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. أما بعد، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الله سبحانه وتعالى وزيدي قصر الصراف والدلالة الإسلامية إن شاء الله تكتنوا في تاليشن خاص تكون قلوب المرام تشبه المتعطاة الإجابة. نفسي في الصفحة الكبير قد أمر الكيس one of the companions of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked concerning Qira'ul Arsh, and that is the reading of the Arsh. Is that he considered by collecting quotes of Islam? In the modern time, we can say the list of land by collecting naira or dollar or some consumption. So I hope you can use your past companions to follow our property. So there is nothing wrong with this. إنما كان الناس يؤاجرون على أهل رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم على المازيانات وأقبال الجداول وأشياء من الزرق. يريد رواية آخر حديث from the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم ويريدين تبيت أسلامه. It is because during the time of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, some people will give out their piece of land to somebody so the person can cultivate the piece of land, grow, prosper, eat, and they will collect in return whatever grows the Marianas, that is the canal, whatever goes around the canal which could supply the plant or the crop, which could supply them with water easily. They will say whatever grows on the Marianas to the earth, and whatever grows and swim there to the earth, so and so the earth and so the to the earth. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw the practice of jihad and the importance of it. Because the environment that is observing it is this. So when you see whatever grows on the sunnah or on the parts of the sunnah, whatever grows on the canal belongs to you, the owner of the land, and whatever grows, this is a place apart from that to be for the share proper. So that what can that be used. So when the practice is to discover that, so this will grow, this will not grow, this will grow, this will not grow, so that means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saw the gara and the forbidden. one of the principles is that there are gharam, there should be no gharam, there should be no gharam. And gharam is translated as uncertainty. We are not sure. We are not sure who will be the victim of it. But it's not that the possibility of somebody being the victim of this thing. So, and that's why we take that thing. That makes money on the world. Gharam. When you put money down and you spend it on you, and one person is likely to lose for the other to profit, or one person, some people are to lose for one person to profit, so this is not enough. And the world is gambling. So I'm not going to say, that's not going to be ruled. There should be no guarantee. So let us look at Allah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam obeys this practice. But if the man is being leased out or is being sent out for gold or silver, or the equivalent, then there is something wrong in that. So this is where we start to start with. وَأَمَّنْ بِالْمَحَاكِ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ أَنَّ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ نَهَا عَنِ الْمُبَارَأَ وَأَمَرَ بِالْمُعَاجَرَةِ صَابِ بِالْمَحَاكِ لِأَلَّا بِالْجِبِ الْإِسْتَرِ فَإِذَا اللَّهُ مُحَمَّدْ صَلَّى اللَّهُ سَلَّمْ obey and Mubara and he ordered for what? Al-Muhajara. He allowed Al-Muhajara. What is Al-Muhajara? Al-Muhajara what? Is rent. What is Al-Mubara? Al-Mubara is to be somebody you're going to cultivate for you. And when you want to cultivate the land, whatever be the fruit, or that the proceeds will be shared by both of you on an agreed wage or so. That okay, I'm giving you this part of land or this part of land to cultivate. And when you cultivate it, so whatever comes of it, I'm going to take half of it, I'm going to take quarter of it. I'm going to take some of the percent of this like so, like that. So this is called what Al-Mubara. So this compounds of the wisdom of Allah forbade Al-Mubara. He said it forbade Al-Mubara. But the wisdom of Allah is not forbidden Al-Mubara outside. He only forbade Al-Mubara that we need to watch God as clear in the hadith of Godhead, then Khadij. And as also clear from his own practice with the people of Khayla. Because the practice, Muzaraan and Musaqaan with the people of Khayla. When he gave them the plot of land, which belongs to the Prophet of Allah and the Muslims, he gave them the plot of land to cultivate and to also take care of the functions here that they will be collecting us and the Muslims will also be collecting the remaining half. So, what in the Arabic is that the Messenger of Allah from Allah from today and Muzara? What are you going to say on this? That is sufficient. Contradict is what? It's practice. Not what that is practice. What is practice is what? We the Jews. So another one of us said, the forbidden of Al-Mubara Ayah does not mean outside forbidden. If I use practice does not what? Does not support saying a forbidden outside Mubara. That is one. Two, the hadith of God in Khadij has also clarified that. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam only forbade what you will practice then. So this is what with something like gold, silver, you can get, you can get what, you can take it as what, as a kind of guide for the form of man that you are given, you are living out. That is one. Two, you are also studying something that is known. It is something that works, known that you are agreeing upon, which means that you are going to have. So this is also, And that is why we are having for this particular subject or topic should be understood, because from Quran, they do not bring the ahadith on this particular issue. They do not bring them together. So understand them as it goes. So some don't think some ahadith are understood, and that's why they think on the point that what you cannot speak out your language. So what is converting you to what? Is it that you cultivate your land yourself, or what? You give it to your brother to benefit from it. But for you to collect what price on it is not permissible. Then there is a hadith that says that, but that hadith was encouraging people to give it out, rather than what? Engaging in business. But later it was what? It was allowed that people could what? Collect price on it. Because there are hadith that position as well. Now originally people who say okay, we are coming together as partners, so how will they be owner of the land? I will give the land, I will put down the land, and somebody work on the land. We said we have a prohibition here. But it was what clear the clear from the practice of the Messenger of Allah Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam that if it works, it's supported, giving out, out. And setting what five means, that is one. Two, also engaging in sharecropping by agreeing on whether one thought, you thought, or half of it is good to either of them. And that's how we can understand the hadith. So, some believe, we say, it is permissible to give out a plot of land and collect rent that will be cash and you want to declare and state that in. That okay, I'm giving you this plot of land and I'm going to collect maybe so and so amount, maybe naira, dollar, gold, silver. I'm going to collect so and so in. So you want to be collecting that plot that is certified. So this is what is permissible. And it's also permissible to say what this piece of land, take it, cultivate it, whatever comes out of it, I'm going to take half of it, you are going to take half of it. This is what this is also permissible. So this is a summary of its own. So it can be Nana and Mudara. فكتب الله قبيل المزارعة وأمر بالمؤاجرة أن يحلو المؤاجرة فإنه لا يوجد إنه لا يوجد إنه لا يوجد أسفلت فهنا مزارعة that has what problem that is not clear this is forbidden then allow المؤاجرة that you can leave out your work of land, it is what this is also permitted. All other conditions fulfilled. All Muslims and Muslims are important. What is in Abbas, from Abdullah ibn Abbas, radiallahu anhu, annahu qala, he said, Ihtarama Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa a'ta alladhi hajjahu ajran. Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did copy and sell them in this copy. وَعَاقُ الَّذِي حَجَلَهُ الْرَوْمِ And he gave to the one who caught him, he gave him his price. He said, what is which? وَلَوْمَ الْحَرَامِ لَمْ يَرَقِينِ وَقَبِلْ to the Quran, Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did have what? Given the man who comes in. So which means it is permissible to give the one who is copying to take in for that, but the man rested himself out for that family. Let the next hadith say, from the hadith of Rabbi bin Khadij, in Allah, in the Hebrew Hadith, he said, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قبل الحجام قبل he said the practice of الحجام the قبل the one who is stopping people قبل any resource قبل is something that is in then the question is why is he now patronizing the man? Why is it patronized the Kufa? Why not in Khabib? So that the reconciliation between these is that it is Khabib is not something that is good for somebody who is following. For me to say I'm practicing Khabib, I want to be copying people and getting money out of it is not something that works. That is encouraged for somebody to watch to do. Now the time encouraged copy. But taking it as a source of income is something that works. No one haram. And that's why Abdullah Abbas said what? Walau kana haraman, then you're okay. Why is it haram? Who is not a watch? Give the man. Why is it a given the man? The man was a Muslim. When you are given him, you should have thought it is not haram. But for somebody to say, okay, I'm practicing something, this is something that you want in the college. In the college. What if one doesn't have any means apart from something like this, and wants to be here stuff and do it? Now, something is the taking out of the bad loss to take from somebody. Maybe somebody has a swollen hand or they have a pain, his body is somewhere, maybe the neck, maybe the edge, maybe the shoulder, so on and so forth. So those who are experts in copying, they know how to do this. In the past, they used to make it of all the data to stop out the blood. But now it has been watched and been modernized. So there are plastic, whatever that they have done for this. And when we wish they would be able to us to collect the bad blood out of the apostles. And they mean for many things. There are those who are not good at it, but they claim to be not good at it. But copying itself is something that Messenger of Allah encouraged. The essence that Messenger of Allah from Abdullah said when he went from Isra or Mi'raj, so you will tell him, Ya Muhammad, don't ummataka bil hijama. O Muhammad, instruct your ummah to be bil hijama. So it's something that is not that is good for those who know how to watch, how to read. But for somebody to now take it as a source of their income, this is something that is encouraged but not done. Why? Because it's not Allah from Allah, Allah also patronized the one he made and gave him his word. His word is not denying his word. But at the same time, he frowned at it. He frowned at collecting by a sort of such a thing. But it's something that God has his permission to collect the nation. Now, the relevance of this hadith to this topic is that what? A person who is doing copying is hiring himself out and eating his wage. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ثلاثة أنا خصم يوم القيامة رجل أعطى لي ثم بلغ ورجل باع حرا فأكل ثمنا ورجل استأجر أجيرا فطلب منه ولم يعطيه أجرا. أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه في الدين سلك نسيت الله محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم سلك صبرتي في جزء قصير أنا خصمه يوم القيامة حملت فيه يأكل من يوم القيامة الفصل في الثالث الفرجل من أعضائين ثم غضب ثم لي أفرج من المجنين على الأيمن تبدوني صبري ثم ترى الذي يموت فيه اسمه صمت وجود الله سبحانه وتعالى تبدو صبري أفضل جداً and when their acceptance of fulfilling their promise, their agreement, so the next thing is not fulfilled. So when you promise, you try to fulfill your promise. Unless it is something that is beyond one's ability. Then we should let the one that you have promised know that this is what has happened. But for you to promise somebody and take your promise, this is not the quality of a good Muslim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَوْفُوا بِالْعُقُودِ for you to believe, fulfill all the agreements that you have with you. All the agreements that you have with people, fulfill them. All the covenants that you have with people, fulfill them. And that is why if a Muslim has an agreement with the country, and there is something that warrants him breaking that agreement, he should let him know that I'm breaking the agreement. And no one just said what in these things that I'm jealous to wear. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the book of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم فإما فخافن من قوم خيانة فقلت إليهم على الصلاة If you are afraid that somebody from people they will not be betrayed then قلت إليهم على الصلاة Let them know that okay this agreement between us this covenant between us let them do this on end Keep the watch you will not trust them But the way that you trust and you have an agreement with him, why breaking the agreement? This is not the quality of a Muslim. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will praise al-mufuna bi-ahdi kila ahad. Those who fulfill their promise, but they have the promise to you. And that's why Islam, what you know you don't have the ability to do, don't promise. What you know you don't have the ability to do, you don't promise. So then that somebody puts trust in you, then now what? You shatter the goal from that person. It's not the quality of the believer. The one who thinks that maybe he has done it for 10 people, 15 people, 5 people, 6 people, or less or more, such a person. A fighting of his watch is for soon and with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the day of Qiyamah. بس نوح الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said الله سبحانه وتعالى said وما كنت خسرًا خسرته and any person that I am opening to getting such a person will be destroyed such a person is going to be destroyed so I thank God we also respect the law of الله سبحانه وتعالى ولا تجعل الله عوضة لعبادك الله said don't make الله as عوضة and object For what? For your swearing, your taking of control. Wallahi, I'm going to do this for God, I'm going to do this. Thinking you are killing the person. But you are deceiving yourself. Today, the thing for some people, when they are lying, in order to ask you, you ask them to swear by Allah. They know of Allah, they swear by Allah. But when you ask them to swear by your soul, or swear by something that you respect in their sheikh, you see them watch, coming back. Because they believe that if they swear by their sheikh or so, problem is going to befall them by watch. Forgiveness is not special. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has become an object of worship, an object of place in the sight of the Lord of people. Somebody comes to me for instance, so he's going to swear to one amount, and he knows he will pay. He knows that the time he's telling you he will pay, he will not pay at that time. He has allowed to put much trust in him, but he knows that in his mind he's going to do something else. This is not the quality of the believer. So we should watch, we should try as much as possible to stand by our words. Some people embrace Islam because of the fear that they fall in some mistakes. It is just this quality of what trustworthiness that makes some people ask that some people embrace Islam. People can embrace Islam for different reasons. Then because of God's humility, some people embrace Islam. Then because of your church, they embrace Islam. And so on and so forth. So this is something that we should understand. The Messenger of Allah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Salafatun halakat muhum yawakiyah, that Allah has three groups of people and bring to be their opponents on the yawakiyah. Rasulun a'aqabi, somebody that used the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to get the trust of somebody, somebody. Then it is apostate, it is rage. وَرَجُمُنْ بَعَى قُرْبَنْ فَعَكَدَ سَمْنَا. The second group is the group of the man that بَعَى قُرْبَنْ, somebody who is a freeborn. He took that from him and stole him. He took him and stole him. Today, people are still practicing slave trade. They are still practicing slave trade. Where did they get? By abducting children, by abducting people, and they will sell those people to other people. It is hard for you to sell a whole, a people. The one you can say is a slave, somebody is a slave. And that is why Islam does not abrogate slavery. At the same time, Islam encourages the second degree of the Muslim people. So these two attributes are two together. In the battlefield, when the Muslim army, they fight people, they fight with the believers, and they take them as captives of war. This is Islamic punishment, and nothing can abrogate it. It is Sharia that it was that is established. So no evil end law can abrogate it. And a Muslim should not be apologetic about this. This is what is very written in the book. Because you've been apologetic about the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's like you are saying the law is not good. You want to defend the law because you feel that this law is draconian. However, those who call themselves human rights activists or whatever, the human rights, the Amnesty International, the human rights, whatever, they are campaigning that if somebody deliberately kills another person, if deliberately kills another person, that the death sentence should not abrogate it. That person that deliberately kills somebody should not be killed. Maybe it can be imprisoned and so on and so forth. But killing any more is what? Now, people are not crying that this is what? This is nonsense. Because this is what the Amnesty International or the Human Rights Watch, this is what they are what they are after. So people want to see that as well. How can somebody deliberately kill another person? And you say the country is good for free, that country is not killed. A woman in Iran, also in Iran,
or said to abort to appeal the woman, that she claimed wanted to rape her. That he molested her, or he wanted to molest her. So I mean, she killed the man. So the judgment was found that the woman she wrote, she would be killed. When in turn somebody accused somebody of being there was worse evidence. Since there is no evidence and there are no rules, that does not go ahead to kill that person. They will be dealt with as well or should be dealt with. But now I'm letting the person as they know she should not be killed. Now Iran being a Shia country, But the issue was somebody killing the person without possibly killing that. He said no, this is a piece of wood. This is what they are calling. A lot of countries in Europe, they are trying to watch, they are trying to bend the world, but they are not intending to do it. Hopefully, never say, every some states are complying with that. Some states are not complying with it because they do not see it as something that is not easy to implement. But they are not condemning it. They are working towards implementing or complying with it. But take for instance now, Islam says, if a Muslim deliberately kills a non-Muslim, he should not be killed. Unless he starts to do good, if he starts to do it, maybe something of a maybe organized attack. Only that works, the fighting between a Muslim and a non-Muslim, and the Muslim between the non-Muslim, deliberately, what you call deliberately, killing. That the man in the time that works, he should not be killed. But such a Muslim will be punished and will be able to go through some. Now, why do you want to comment on this? Say what? This is not. Even your captive. Only a non-Muslim, a Muslim was also a captive. Oh, he should be killed now. But the Muslim has already condemned that. The lack of what to perform, they will condemn that he should be killed. But the truth of the matter is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala categorized the world into two. Muslim, non-Muslim. And Islam is supposed to watch Islam. And the Muslims are expected to watch to be those that will roll the marriage. Honestly, Islam is expected to rule the marriage. So if the Muslims are able to rule the land, rule what, then it has a different thing. But we also consider we take ourselves into different groups. This will tell me I'm BGP, this will tell me I'm ATL, this will tell me so and so. Islam does not recognize all these what? All these several groupings. What Islam recognizes is what? Muslim country. So every grouping under Islam that is bringing them in between you, killing one another, is completely against Islam. And that's why if you don't come with political parties in the world of Islam, then we have an Islamic country, and not even for many political parties, are getting against one another, killing one another. We are breaking Islam. Because we know what the political parties do. We know what they do. But that's the reason of Allah from last month, not against this kind of breaking among the Muslims. Because two breaking or two cooking is enough or are enough. Muslim can't do it enough. Any other one that you want to form is just the life of them. This man, for instance, now you establish a school, you are teaching people this kind of establishing school, it should not be to the level of not fighting one another. If it's not, if it does the level of fighting one another, then what? You are destroying Islam. But it is natural that I watch there will be breaking, division. In humanity, it's natural. If it's not political division, it will be what? Religious division. If there will be one participant, division. It is natural. But Allah does not want division to go beyond what? To Kaabil, Muslim. But we don't know, we want so many divisions. No one's involved in political divisions. So, and that's why we have so many political views. So, a lot of people will be silent on this. So, we started the political views. This type of division we have is political. But when it comes to what? The intelligent people are going to say, Allah divided us into two Muslim countries. They say, why is this division? No, no, it's not interesting. Some political divisions make sense. The partisan divisions make sense. Which one makes sense? The one who are divided into just two groups, or the one who are divided into a community of the community to divide into what? 20 groups, 20 places, different ideologies. The balance is political. How much? So what I'm trying to say is that in Islam, when we say, okay, the Muslim should not be killed for a non-Muslim. Only if they are But how many Muslims in those countries will not be punished? They will be punished for that. Unless it will be the family of the disease, if they say what they want to kill the as well. But all the same is going to be killed. So you can't take the soul of the living soul in Allah for the soul of what? Somebody who is believing in Allah. This is the way Islam has been transitioned. But I believe a lot of Muslims who will feel apologetic when we hear something like this, but I can say an outside here, if any person who kills the person deliberately should not be killed. Should not be killed. But people are not really good towards And that is the Muslims. We are in need of having for what the kind of our religion. Now something that when you say Islam or you say that in Islam, the non-Muslim will involve or love them. There are some things that what you will not want to hear. So don't think that you want to hear you say. Those that you don't want to hear, you look towards apologetic. This is what the only thing that we do with Maria is CIA, for instance, that are some things that you do here, they deal with you. And sometimes the box always is difficult. So nobody is doing what? This is wrong. They do what? He has betrayed their death, something they also reject it. So when you say you have dead to someone and you betray this country, you are dead to it. What the problem is not? Then, those who have made the law of dealing with you, they are warning that you, but no one who has made the law of dealing with somebody who betrays man is the creator of the universe. So I can now be comparing the law of the creator of the universe with the law made by a human being like me. So let us understand this. I have heard of the Islam which is what Bible, this is what I've been saying. So all the guys, whatever, that is ISIL, they are all rubbish. Islam is against this. Al-Qaeda is lying to the game. Boko Haram is lying to the game. Because that is not in the authority of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And you cannot know that Islam is the game because that is what? If you study the Sunnah, you study the Sunnah properly, that you know what to admit as part and parcel of Islam and what was to the way that this is not part and parcel of Islam. It's not something that what you understand by what? By your own intellect. It's something that you have to go back to the text. People have destroyed Islam. What Islam does not call for. There are people outside here calling for you to. Things that Islam has established, there are people outside here calling for you to. So, both sides are what? They are guru. That is, there is guru in both sides. The problem, of course, is the way to take what you have in the book of Allah. What you have in the Sunnah. So, Yahshua Allah Allah comes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the Rajul Ba'ahur Rani, the one who says a freeborn. The one who says a freeborn. A non-Muslim is a freeborn. Let's take a non-Muslim and say what? Akizah. you are taking forward. Are you involved? If you're not in war, you cannot. Like what the ISIL are practicing, kidnapping, abducting, the journalists and the like, then I ask, what is it against Islam? Because these people are not angry. They are not angry. So it's not like the government, it happened to the government, it's not the government, it's not the people who are spreading it. This is not Islam. So the blood of the non-Muslim is sacred. The blood of the non-Muslim is sacred. The Muslim only the non-Muslim. That's not the black Allah that you want. That's what I want. You are a young lady, also a young lady. Whoever is a non-Muslim that is not looking for the non-Muslim will not have the merit of the Jannah. وَمِنْ رَيْحَ عَلَى سُجَّةِ الْمَسْرَةِ أَرْبَعِينَ عَامًا And the soul of Al-Jannah is something that can be perceived from the distance of 40 years. Look at that law. Which is very old, Akhira. Let me know what is Al-Jannah. But in this dunya, should we take that focus and what TV? The law in this dunya is new. But we have to pay what blood money. But we should say that in Akhira, this is what Muslim Salam Allah has said. And that's why he said what the God of the Muslim is not sacred. So it's one thing during the Muslim state of God, they can be taken as captives of war. They can be taken as captives of war. Please war. No war, no, nothing like what taking somebody as slave. Somebody is a slave who has been taken as a slave can be sold to another person. So now you are selling slaves, you are not selling what? Hell. So let's talk about Allah said, what is in the Quran? The one who says, if he born, Allah says he's going to be his opponent. Fa'akala fa'ala. When he tells it, he knows it's the prize. What else is that there are children from so many who are living in the Ajara? One that is related with the topic of discussion is the original Mr. Ajara Ajira, somebody who are a person. But that's an evil. So that person requires or asks for a word with which or the employer takes or uses the person to live in a village. They are going to do this for me, they are going to do this for me. And the problem is garbage. Now they know what happens that I don't have money now, I'll give you on the evening car. No. This is what you're doing. And now that you stand, before you engage in any solution, I want you to engage in the body. You have to agree what is going to do what. You have to agree. The principle, you have to agree. The item of the ma'lum must be known. Not that please. When the person has done it, you now say, okay, take this 500 naira. I can't take 500 naira, you need more. 30 jobs, no. That is good in this man. You agree. How much are you going to do this? How much are you going to do it for sponsor amount? Then you can watch. You can negotiate with him, why not collect sponsor amount? I can't collect that. When you now agree, you ask him to do it, you have to take him in action. Not that you say, okay, let me give you part payment. I'll be balancing you. You should have said it at the beginning of what's the transaction. That I'm going to give you part payment. Not that when you're working, I've just done what you should do. Now you are going to give you part payment. And that's why he said what? For sale for me, the man collected what the person is supposed to do. He collected it, he received the sum from him. And the new guy, you know. For a good watch to give them this week. This is not clear. So, what you would not like someone to do to you, why do you come to watch? Let's assume that someone employs you and after working, he refuses to pay you. What are you going to say? So, at least you cannot admit this document to do. And this is not for the business of Islam. Something that you know do not accept, do not give it to you. What you know you don't accept, something is to give you. And that's why today when we talk, when it comes to business, people are not learning. And this is someone among the promotions. You have to do a third work, you are establishing so and so Islamic whatever. They will say Islamic. So come on. And when they come out, people gather money that they want to invest in those things. They invested the end of this watch is Polish. I know as a strong one that what they inherited from their parents. So they part of it, they should it for the sharing among themselves. And the elders of them was now they know what we do in this point. One of them wanted to, two of them wanted to put it, they want to buy shares in the bank. The elders was bought at by the other to Haram. Once you deliver, is this is that. So one of these things, the other is very easy. One went ahead to buy shares, the other went to buy shares in one Islamic whatever. And everything collapsed. That was the Islamic whatever collapsed. Now is this a good message or a bad message? So we have cases like this. I was in a meeting where a non-Muslim invested in the so-called Islamic whatever and it collapsed because those who are handling this investment whatever, they were about the say for instance, you say okay, I'm running this type of business, maybe this is a catfish for instance, this is Coben, this is this. Somebody comes here for instance, they want to participate in Coben. The money collected from this company in investing in Coben should not be used for what? Catfish. The fact that you are the one controlling this and controlling it doesn't mean what you can use it. This mine puts his money not in Coben, not in catfish. So the money collected for Coben should be for Coben. Why collected for catfish? This is what indirectly. So why do you have Coben in Coben for instance now? You not take the money for those who invested in catfish, you not have the money to this day. And you not tell those people that they know those who invested in catfish that we have been having some protest. So how about that? There is a case that I cannot forget. Every time I remember it, it taught me a lot. One of my brothers, whose parents are not Muslim. So the mother was Muslim, a Muslim Christian originally, but she later converted to Christianity because of the husband she got married to. But the rest of the children of them were Christian. The first one who decided to follow the path of the grandfather and the grandmother, who were Muslim. So the brother was eager to learn about the deen, you come to help all like this and things like this. So he was not talking about living in the midst of the Muslims, you know how to do things. At that time, somebody now suggested to me that is there going to be an Islamic ethic, a Muslim ethic, at the very Muslim state. That brother, I watch, they are buying land there, it's going to be. So this brother then paid 25,000. I encourage him that that if you want something like that, you can do. And he gave me 25,000 to pay. And I paid. Later, I decided he gives it to 25,000 or so. So I told him, and he also struggled to give me what the remaining balance. And I paid for it. After speaking with him here, the 30,000 is gone. If that person did not engage his mind because of what? Because of the interested in his mind. If it's because of the Muslims, then it's not. So where the Muslim ethics that there was a kind of distrust and what? Lack of transparency. And some people are trying to tell them that those people that the one I gave the money to, who are saying that should be transparency? The next thing that one where you want to examine things from us. Because they don't want to account for the money they've collected. Some of them have spent this money. But they believe that some people are just trying to watch to reveal this secret. So they label them, they say, oh, they are so and so people they want to hijack it. So those people they pull back. I probably don't like the way they pull back. You have to get the money back.
Maybe the boy I'm talking about is remembering this as I'm saying it as well. Anytime I remember, this money I can't collect back, I can't get back. And that's why if anybody comes to me and says, okay, let's organize one Islamic business, I'm not interested. Because when you invite people to things, people will disappoint you. And this should not be. This is what it is, the teaching of the Prophet of Allah. The Muslim should be what? The best people with Amanda. When you see Amanda in the non-Muslim, and in the Muslim, you can't see Amanda. Where is the Islam? Some people will embrace Islam because of the Amanda they see. Not because of what? Salah. Not because of Zakah. Not because of Hajj. Sometimes when leaders like this will also pass it there. Somebody talk of Allah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, we're all in the Sa'jara, you know, for self-amin. Somebody who had a person for self-amin and he collected his hands, he got the hands for him when I was in the Ashram. When he said, he is Jewish. These people, this set of people, Allah is going to be the opponent from the Lord of the Earth. وَإِنْ أَبَعْتُ مَدَى اللَّهَ عَنْهُ صَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمُ إِنْ أَحَفَّ مَا أَفَرْتُمْ عَلَيْهِ حَفَّمْ كِتَابُ اللَّهِ إِنْ مَدَى اللَّهُ اللَّهَ سَلَمْ سَيْجِ The best thing or the most thing you can collect حَفَّمْ or أَجْرًا is what كِتَابُ اللَّهِ the book of Allah. We need a lengthy explanation somehow, but let us try to summarize it. Now some companions, they were going, and when they got to a place, they sought assistance from some people that maybe they should go to them and provide them with some food. But they said they are not going to do that. So they had hardly went far that they hear that the leader of the community was beaten by a snake or was struck by a scorpion. And the people of the community, they started looking for a cure for the. So they approached those companions that are linked to the in their interest among you that can assist and do good here for this man. So one of them volunteered himself, some said that he said, good day, so I did it here in Surah Al-Fatiha for this man that was beaten by the name of a son by the scorpion, and the man became well. So before he did here, he said, I'm going to take so and so from you. I'm going to take so and so number of sheep from him because one of them is going to be. So when the man became what? Well, those people give them the purchase of the land, the flock of the sheep. So this man became hesitant. And should I collect it? So people are saying that you want to collect something for doing a rukia for somebody. So they collected it and went to Medina. The Messenger of Allah, saw them and they asked him the question. So and so happened. The Messenger of Allah said, وَمَنَ حَلَامَكَ أَنَّهَا رُكِيَا. How did you get to know that so the Prophet is rukia? He said, share it and God will give me half of it. Now there is إِنَّ أَحَقَّ مَا أَخَصْتُمْ عَلَيْهِ أَجْرًا كِتَابُ اللَّهِ. That is the most right thing that you collect and look on this word is كِتَابُ اللَّهِ. Now this hadith, scholars, they agree that it is permissible for somebody who does rukia for another person to take what? To take ajr. To take ajr. It is permissible. When you do rukia for somebody, you can take what? Ajr. But there is also consensus that you cannot take it as a business. How do you explain? Because the companion is taking it as a business. So, originally, I opened a shop that and my business is what being with you for people. This is not the way of the Salafi story. But somebody comes to you can do rukia for the person. And if you decide to take something from him, come on. But it's better if what you don't take. So it's permissible for you to take. But for you to not take it as a business measure, this is what is haram, it's bid'ah. It's not the way of the Salafi story. Now, when you open a clinic, and that is the same. You are treating patients and men. But for you to be doing care for people, and you are taking action on it, using that as a business version, this is what? This is haram, and it's not the way of the Salafi story. Because there are people outside there, using this hadith as evidence, they have what? The actions of the Rukia. And they are collecting, charging people so something. They are being Rukia. So one, if a man never turned it into a business venture, that one too, it was the practice of the Taos resistors. There's no Allah with no practice, no Abubakr, no Roman. None of them practiced this. وكل خير في اتباع ما ترك and good how good is you following the path of the parents of the Jesus. Now I said the agreement was taking something when you do here for somebody and the others are good of what you opening as well as taking it as a business venture. But I'm teaching people the Quran now. Not doing millions of what Rukia. Now I'm teaching people the Quran. Can I be collecting money when I teach people the Quran? These people is agree, follow is agree on this. Abu Hanifa, Rahmahullah Ta'ala, so you know that this is not possible. So when you teach people the Quran, this is what you do to get the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you have what some other evidence. But like some of the companions and the Messenger of Allah want not to collect something when it comes to the Quran. So like the case of Ubay ibn Ka'b and some other companions and the Messenger of Allah want not to collect something for teaching people from the Quran. Then it is permissible to use the hadith of Rukia as evidence. Every permission to use the Quran and Rukia, it is permission to watch when you teach the Quran to collect money. Why some people are of the opinion that it has to watch in between? Like if you have, don't collect something. If you have, don't collect something. If you don't have, you can collect. If you don't have, you can collect. The reason why this Quran says it is so that what you are supposed to use to seek the pleasure of Allah should not be used to seek what you want to do. Now, the Rukia is something that is similar to what to treating somebody. And it is permissible as a doctor, for instance, to make a doctor that you charge your patient or your patient. It's not haram. A patient comes to you, I'm having so and so. I'm going to treat you, I'm going to collect so and so amount for treating you. No harm. Now, my test for treating you for two different things. The difference between I'm going to collect so and so amount for making you well, and I'm going to collect so and so amount for treating you. The difference between what treating somebody and making somebody well. What you collect when you treat somebody, for you to treat somebody to be well, is called to harm or journey. What you pay that person? Take for instance that you ask a carpenter, for instance, to do something for you, and you want him to fix it well. So what you pay him is what is called what? Journey, really. Because you must get that thing done. But if what you are going to do is for the person to make happens,
Now, as for getting it done perfectly, you are not employed for that. Take for instance, somebody employs a teacher to be teaching a son mathematics or English or so. That employment, is it for the result to be seen and observing the boy, or for the teacher to teach? Almost if the result is not there in the church, which one are we paying for? To teach. For the result? And that's why you have to ask, which one are you? You invite a teacher, for instance, like, okay, come and be teaching my son. I want him to know so and so. So which means if the teacher is able to make the boy know so and so, it's okay. But for the best, for you to teach the boy, so we'll teach the boy, if the boy doesn't know it, it's not the fault of the teacher. Unless you can prove that the teacher has not done it the way it should be done, then in that case, okay. Sometimes when we talk about Ijara, we are employing somebody to do something. But for the results to be achieved, that was that would happen. And that's why we will say to Johanna, we need to want that thing. But no results, no pay. So two different things. So the idea is that you have to agree on things. Are you paying the doctor? Are you paying him? Or are you employing him so that what the marine would watch will be the thing would watch will be well. So if the thing is not well, you have not done what so this is what. Or you make attempts, you use all just like someone to go for let's say for instance for a test for instance now. For doctor to tell you that maybe you have an treatment, that's one thing. If the charge is for 13 minutes and it doesn't need to be done, so you say I'm going to collect one so I want to work for 13 minutes, you have the right to do that. Now 15 minutes is another thing. So which type of test are you paying for? Is it one that the doctor will just feed you? If it is one with what the instruments and the lights, okay, x-ray, to know anything. As long as it is proven that the doctor is doing it, or the one that the doctor has employed is doing that, they are doing it, they have what good equipment to do all this, then in that case, we pay for that. So what I'm trying to say in essence is that the rupiah is like the treatment you can do in the stipulation is that no, this person must be well. Then in that case, there is what? Jury. Someone said, my car is locked. So whoever can get me my locked car, I'm going to pay me 50,000 naira or 100,000 naira. Someone starts making all efforts. He goes here, he goes there. Now comes back and says, well, I tried to get you a stolen car, but and I've spent about 30,000 naira in trying to do that. Is he going to collect anything? So that because that is not the Ghana. What man has said after this was true. So whoever can provide me with this is going to get. So if he can't provide me, he will get it. Sometimes when we are entering into business transaction or into transaction, now we have to know what you are doing. So that we will not give people and body another ticket. Now going back to employ somebody to teach your child to come. So can you collect? Can he collect ajuru for that? Can he collect ajuru for that? Whether the result or teaching in whichever one, can he collect ajuru for it? He says, enough of scholar says it's permissible. Some scholar like Amunifa says it's not permissible. Some try to maintain the legal position. That you, the teacher,
If you are in need, you can collect. But if you are not in need, do it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only. Because you already have what you need. I want you to teach people who are studying the knowledge that Allah has given you. But somebody is in need, learning how. And you say, they should be teaching people the Quran. This one course, I want you to teach people the Quran. This one course. So the boy will be known without God, without any job. And he has to eat, he has family. And then when we look at Islam and go, we see that his sense of vision is something that works and is the most collective thing. In that Islam allows us to make money on some things. Take for instance, those who are participating in battles in the world, the Islamic world, the genuine Islamic world, those who are participating in this. The Prophet of Allah, Allah, Allah said, Man Qadiyat in Qadiyat in Qadzu, said there is no truth, large or small, that will go out to fight in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَتَجْنَا وَتَسْلَمْ إِلَّا فَتَعَجَّلُوا فِي تَعَجَّلُوا. When they participate in the battle, they have what? Ghanima, which is of war. You know that when people do jihad, whatever you collect from the enemy is called what? Ghanima, which is of war. And if you distribute it, and the battle is what is ghanima in that. And when they go again, what? The secret is of war. The Prophet of Allah said what? Protect no one of them. So the devil is of war, and they are a, they were not wounded by the enemy. In that, but the actual truth will save you. Except that that truth has gotten to the top of your world. So you mean what? One third of the world. One third of the world before the year after. To third of the world, they've gotten it in this world. They are saved, they are not Jews, they are not idiots. They also get rid of the believer. He said, well, not in Gaziers in terms of Al-Sariya. There is no truth, large or small, that wants to go out in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, but who? The truth, then they do not have what? They do not have the motives of war. They lose. For the soul, they are wounded. He said, in that, come from the world. Expect that what? Their world is full. So they didn't get anything of this in this world. So that was the after the day 15 years. So the story is very that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow those who are participating in what? In the battle speech to make what? Ghanima. Just by the fact that jihad is what? It should be for the sake of Allah. But as people are going out to do jihad for the sake of Allah, they are doing some other things behind. They have to wish, they have to do this. So Allah compensated them with what? With the ghanima. Likewise, those that the authority have sent out to collect the part from people, they have the one, wala amilina, alimna. So they will pay them. They will pay them from what? From the zakah that they collected from the zakah payer. That is the fact that was going to collect this is what you said in the back. But they will also need to resolve their work, sparing their time, so we compensate them for their time as well. But why is that much good intention? The one whose intention is that was okay, take for instance, I want to go to Islam to learn Sharia. Those people are making money now. If you learn Sharia, now if you, if that is the intention, then it won't be destroyed. Your intention is to do what? You want to learn Sharia towards to spread the da'wah, not to make money. But making money because you are what? Spend your time and not money. So making money to be what? Selfish. Then spreading the cause of Allah towards vanity. But some people today, their country is not making money, family target is not making money. So you have what? These two are no intention of spending the down. And that's why, if somebody goes to university to study medicine, study and not need to study so-and-so, to study so-and-so, and the person opens the clinic and is making money, no harm. Allah is not going to question him on that. I said that Allah don't mean something that is wrong. It's business, making money. But somebody who goes to the university to learn Sharia, or to learn Hadith, to learn his deen, he now comes back to go over. This is a different version. Such a person has destroyed himself completely. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Man kana yuridu al-hayat al-dunya wa bizaatiha ma'a." Whoever wants the ornaments and the adornments of this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Nuwaffi ilayhim a'malahum fiha." Can you do this with them in this world? For fear of Rasul. Who gives them? If that religion that has watched the habit, Allah will be there in this world. But on the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can watch all your good deeds. Have the fahmita wa sana'u fiyah, for that in the time of Qiyamah. So Allah says, their good deeds are destroyed in this world, and all their good deeds are lost. Lost. They are lost, moral bodies. Allah says, like the dinner, ليس لهم في الآخرة إلا النار وحبط ما صنعوا فيها وباقي في المكان يعمل. And that's why we have to check our intention, particularly those who are given lectures, those who are publishing madrasa, those who are doing. They have to, are you giving lectures because you want to make money? Are you people want to come to a lecture and want to know if it is better than 100,000 and above it? It is better than the 150,000 and above it. But if you invite me, you have to throw $12 in my account box. It's not a business venture. It is better for you to go and do what you better than you want to do. Rather than what you need for hours, what? At the source of making money. But the fact that you want to give dollar is sacrificing his time. There is no answer to get some money from him. So our intention should not go beyond this. As it is placed. So, what we are saying is that whether it is Quran that you are teaching, or you are teaching people the Sunnah, it's the same thing. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Man talaba ilma mimma talabi wajhullah. La yata'allamu illa yusiba, illa yusiba arada min al-dunya." Said one who lays a knowledge with which the pleasure of Allah should be sought. It doesn't mean it's accepting that you see that in the house of the Messiah. Just to get something of this word. It says, "Lam yajid arfa al-jannah." He will not perceive, he will not have the fragrance of al-jannah. Because of that thing. So, the knowledge that you should learn to seek the pleasure of Allah should not be learned or to seek dunya. There are disciplines that people watch to learn, and they are originally they are meant for dunya. But with good intention, they can watch, it can be for the other side. Somebody will study medicine, for instance, now. Medicine is not what is originally meant to watch to seek the pleasure of Allah. It's not meant for dunya. But with good intention, you can divert this to something of what of the other side. Maybe attending to the patient, you know, giving them free whatever, doing the not collecting money from them. No. Other things is what is not something of the other side. But with good intention, it becomes not of the other side. The Quran, the Sunnah, Imama, Adhan, all these ordinary they are what? They are for the other side. But with bad intention, even intention is that what? It can be for dunya. It can be for dunya. Imam Ahmad رحمه الله تعالى, somebody said that you have an imam, you have somebody who asks him to lead us for Taraweeh. But he said, "I will not lead you for Taraweeh except for what? Except if you pay me 12 months. Imam said, "SubhanAllah, when you say it, what are you?"
Who is going to bring them what you possess? Well, what are thinking what you sold to my work? Something of making money. And this invention, if case what it means, is something that may not be noticed by you. The one who is doing it will know that it is manipulation. Will know it is what? Manipulation. But it's affected to the soul glory that everyone will know that the intention of this person is what? To make money. Not to really spread the Bible. Not to really teach people the Quran. Not to really spread the Sunnah. But to make money. Sometimes we check ourselves often and often with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Justify our fears with subhanahu wa ta'ala and become preferred and become. But I've said, the most direct opinion that is by issue. But when you are getting something from, if you are calling Allah and you are making, you are doing Ibada, you are teaching people the Quran, you are teaching people the Sunnah, and so on and so forth, things that are not the other, so you are doing it, whatever you are getting for it should be seen as a compensation of your time. Not a compensation for what you are, what you are doing and what is being rendered by you. Because what is being rendered by you should be used to seek the pleasure of Allah, not to seek this dunya that is nothing. So what you get from the system to the time, no time. So the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall be the most part. صلى الله على نبينا محمد وآل وصحبه أجمعين سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله بعد Can we buy shears from the ice or the ice in Germany? So can we buy shares for them? That maybe they are selling the oil ali? Or what do you mean? Shares. Okay, I said shares. I thought you said shares. So you can't buy slaves. For those people that are enslaving are not slaves. They are not slaves. So that is not the way to do jihad. That is not papa. It's not jihad. They are doing papa and his father and the people of them. So you can't say from them you are encouraging them to take more people at once.
I have a clinic.
And he's practicing Tikkun Nawawi in the clinic. So what do the Tikkun Nawawi that was like was put on a coach. So Tikkun Nawawi doesn't mean that these are the things that the Messenger of Allah recommended. Huh? Among the so-called Tikkun Nawawi, there are things that the Messenger of Allah recommended, and there are things that was in the ijtihadat of those who are dealing with us. You take this out, you take this mission together, you will discover the Tikkun Nawawi. Where did the Messenger of Allah recommend this for this? So when you say the Messenger of Allah to us, whoever takes 7 days of Ajwa is the month before you think anything. So this will be a kind of protection for him from suffering and want. So the Tikkun Nawawi, the Messenger of Allah tells you. So the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, whoever takes the area of an Arabian sheep and not it, the area is what is called the root of so to say that is the side of an Arabian sheep and you not it and you think it that it kills the asthma. The problem of life is not it, it's concerning the mind and the domestic. So this might be because if a people they are meant to never have us open back. But for the inversion, people have been using us to keep themselves. So not only us, what they were using in the time of Prophet Adam al-Islam, so we think that what people never do. Because their brothers there
who are breaking some kind of rules. They are treating people in the wrong way. What they are not supposed to recommend to people, they will recommend to people. There are some people take this thing about their situation worse, or they get more harmed by this thing. I've seen people who are from the body. Instead of asking people never run out, meaning what issue? Now they are making people, they are understanding this thing should be known. The problem is you have to establish this thing. The first thing that I said was, you should take care of this limb and this limb and put them together. If no, then you don't want to be an effort. Just like any doctor or any pharmacist who wants to hear something. How do you feel? So let's now see somebody has it and doing something like this one. I thought you need as long as the person is qualified in that field. It's not that one I just read there from books, okay? I think of the book of people call you my theology and everything now. I read it, okay, this is there I have. And that's what I said. I'm opening a clinical for us. You have a so-and-so. So your friend might have been there to you. Your so-and-so been there. No. It must be something that what I have learned and have become what an expert in it. Because the Prophet of Allah said, not my son, brother, but any one of me who think good, amen. So whoever practices medicine and is not his thing, if there is anything that any danger or any problem that he causes, he will be responsible. He will be responsible. So if a qualified doctor treats somebody and is not educated and is admitted, he will not be responsible for it. That is the Sharia. Because the one who is treated is somebody who is expert and he has not been negligent. But somebody who is not an expert, it takes it upon the fact such a person watch will be fined for that thing that he has done. Now, if you look at Rukia, I don't look carefully. If the Rukia that you are doing, you are not charging people for Rukia, no harm. You are charging them for the thing that you are doing, then you can do. So the Rukia will just be what Harvey, and you will say what? The Juzo Kaman, Mala and Juzo, is the client. So it is permissible or it is permissible to do something that ordinarily they will not be permissible when those things are done alone. Allah one.
So get the results that my paying is based on the results, or you are employing to watch to teach. So if you are employed to get the results and you are not seeing the results, then in that case, if you don't pay him, you are not guilty. But if you have employed him to teach, not that to see the results, to teach, and not as such, is coming at the right time, living at the right time, spending the right time, doing the necessary things, but maybe the boy is gone. So you can't mix that doing and put it on. And you have to pay him for what you have done. So these are two different things. Somebody who places the stamp on the salary and is paying them. But if you see that the business is not going well again, what you should do is what I need to have another mission with them. I'm no longer interested in this. Let us terminate this. They are paying them for the ones that they've done. So you have to pay them for the ones they are yet to do. So you can tell me that some of them can sit down and say, okay, this is the end. But if I'm not in need of your service anymore. Or let's think they are saying, okay, I'm employing you for 10 years.
I'm employing for 10 years. So, he went by 5 years to not tell them, I'm going to change the come and go. You have employed them for 10 years, and you have told them the value you are going to pay them for 10 years. How is it? But if he employed them for a month, it's not a month that the following month, the employment is not needed. If the following month, the employment is not needed, it can terminate. And most of our employment today in Nigeria are what is based on the monetary basis. So every month you collect your... You have to collect your own which you can pay for that year, that's 1 year that you have agreed upon. And if it's for a month that you have agreed upon, it's not bad that the following month.
Now,
this is Israel. This one is a ship, it's Israel, how did you have it coming here? You have it taken up and done because the scholar has said that it's not for the scholar and some other. Is that since there is no evidence that the scholars who do something like Avenue, Israel, here, or Juma Mubarak, and things like that, that's why you can avoid it. But then there's somebody greeting the week, so they say you should respond. For example, you can meet them with the election, and you see after the so you can watch the response. You did not initiate the greeting, and you have greeted it.
Please give example of such statement that can amount to promising in the name of Allah.
Sir, I will give you so and so amount of money tomorrow in Insha'Allah. Now, the person has said Insha'Allah, so who will say what? Who will say we have promised that God, that they have promised to us in finding. But inside the person, that Insha'Allah, is this Insha'Allah of Jesus? Or Insha'Allah that God believes? So that is where Allah will judge him upon. If he has said, I will do this inshallah, but inside his mind he knows he won't do it. But just to, so you see what, under somebody's wahoo, under the people that watch, they rush in the heart of him, somebody who has gotten somebody's trust by their name and watch, he betrays a person. Because when he said inshallah, he's just doing the inshallah to watch. It seems that was in knowledge, if Papa doesn't make it possible. Come on. Mukhala possible? No. Now, Dina, when we say Dina, Dina is what? It's Dina to Sunna. Dina, Sunna. So when you say Dina, it means what? Khilaf Sunnah. But in the opening of Sunnah is what? It's Bid'ah. But my friend, scholars do not want to use the word Bid'ah for something. They say what? This is what Khilaf Sunnah. Because they don't want the word to sound ash on that area. How do you say it? Instead of saying it's Bid'ah, then it's the reason what? Khilaf Sunnah. Not to be ash on it. It's just like something that the scholars find. So I'm saying haram. But because they are not that clear that this thing is it also haram. But it is not something that is that okay. So the lowest makruh. But the makruh is what? Karaha tahrimiyya. Karaha that is what? That means the same thing as haram. So I don't want to use the word haram because of the bad wala taqul. Ima tasifu as-sunnatu kum shaliba ala halal wa ala haram.
Something like that, something haram. But the money is, what does the good to say on this resort to call it haram? But they avoid using the word haram, to prefer using the word bid'ah. Because there is no way that Muslims can say the word it is haram. So the same thing here, bid'ah. So when you want to be harsh on that, but when you don't want to be harsh on that, because there is no clear evidence that this is God, bid'ah. But you know it is not Sunnah. Because then companions do not see themselves as the Hijra. Because those who produce Hijra, they do not celebrate it. They use it for what? Getting off their Israelis. So people are not celebrating it. So what should we call it? It is Hijra. But not the action of people, so what is without the Sunnah? Or that one?
No.
Okay.
What does Islam say about applying for a political code, such as governorship or executive? They mentioned in the Canadian
name. The name of the party
or any of the person there?
No. Now, if somebody aspires to be a candidate for just a political post, Islam does not encourage that. Unless the party ensure that it can fix this problem that people are going through with the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or it can correct this anomaly that the people are watching, then in that case, it can aspire for that. I think with the intention of correcting the inputs and the vices, then we said the basis that it's not permissible. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Abdurrahman bin Samra, he said, Ya Abdurrahman, la tis'al al-imam. So don't ask for position. فَإِنَّكَ إِنْ رُّيْتَهَا أَنْ مَسْأَلَةٍ مُحِيطَ إِلَيْهَا وَإِنْ رُّيْتَهَا أَنْ غَيْرِ مَسْأَلَةٍ مُحِيطَ عَلَيْهَا. If you are given the political post because you buy for it, Allah will abandon you with it. But if you are given this political post without vying for it, that somebody sees you as what, maybe the activist sees you as being able to do it, and you do your best, Allah will teach you from it. That is one. The Prophet of Allah also said, a time will come that you people will be vying for political posts instead of Satakunu, Hafrat and Wanadam. And this is going to be lost for you. It is going to be Nadam, that is what is called, and regret for you. So it discouraged them. He also discouraged this companion Abu Zarid. Abu Zarid is an empowered man. But it doesn't mean that somebody that some people can watch can manipulate to want to do something. It's not only him, but some people they will not see the opportunity of his presence, and they will watch, maybe they will be embedded where they will be doing lots of things. But even for Allah said, watch, Ya Abu Dhar, O Abu Dhar, Inni Uhibbuk, I love you. Uhibbu li nafsi, Uhibbu laka, Uhibbu li nafsi. I love for you what I love for myself. He said, Inaka Muhum Zahir, you are weak, you are feeble. He said, La ta'amaranna ra'idhi. Don't be a mean on two people. Don't be a mean on two people. This is Abu Dhar, the one who is piety and huge. So when the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knew that this is the case to become a ruler or an amir, some evils, some atrocities will be committed. And this will work to be ascribed to him. But it's not more that it's those who are surrounded him. So another big thing. But Yusuf alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he was told that you are what? You are an Ebush before us today, when the king told him that, ask for what he wants to ask for. He told him, Ij'alni ala khazayni ma'ash. Let me be taking care of what comes in and what comes out. Huh? So, in Hafidun Ali, So he volunteered himself. So those who can be like Yusuf, alayhi wa sallam, they can watch Ashraf with Kukus. But, frankly speaking, those who are contesting for these Kukus, what they will use as a convincer to say, to get there, is for them to say, we are going to do this for you, we are going to do. But from their practice, you see that it is lying. They are going there to reinforce themselves. Somebody says he has borrowed money to campaign, to contest for election. To think for something, $27 million. What is it now? Where is he going to get that money to pay for the debt? For his expense, from his pension. So, is it not important that I own this country? That can watch. If it doesn't move, this country is watched. So it's clear. If he gets in, there's no out. He's going to think of that. And that does not trust any one of them. But the reality is that what? If you want to vote, vote for the one that is simply that wants the evil sport. It's lesser. Or it's less. That's what the reality is. But for you to say that this one is not carrying that, okay, one is going to the Muslim room out after another stage. You are waiting for that. Bringing Islam into the international politics is what? Wasting lives of people. So you are that one. Okay, who is going to do so much infrastructure all over there? Do the roads and infrastructure and so on and so forth. Then you can go to construction and go in the public system. You have just talked about Muslims who are getting money from people, the name of what wants to be in Russia, and they will come. So if it is what infrastructure you are talking about, so this is not the usual somebody being a Muslim, not being a Muslim. Because the those who are Muslim, there is no guarantee that what that infrastructure will be. So Allah, what is coming?
But the question on the question of the companion is now 217 on talking about the
gay
part is talking about
the gay part.
The gay part is talking about the
gay part. No, not talking. Just the tradition of Surah Al-Fatiha and what? And they are just applying the two grains of air or something. So, alhamdulillah, the man became well. So, and that tells you the power of Surah Al-Fatiha. So, and Messenger of Allah will recommend it a lot. Most of those who say they are being Rukia, it is Surah Al-Fatiha that they are supposed to stick to. Do this with sincerity and things will work well. Rather than engaging in things, teaching people, you know, touching women, asking, where is the gym? Where are you? If it's okay, I'm on an earth now. So, please. The hand on another woman's leg, okay, on the breast now, like that. So this is what should come. So, this condition of going to that car with good intention, I saw the length of it in the past of people, they are fine, I was broken. So, Allah. So, the
car. Is it very lovely for a Muslim not to go? I think that for us to vote may bring about the least of the evil. What may bring about the victory of the least evil candidate? This is great money for Muslims to abstain from voting in this kind of place.
What is the big question? Is it great money for a Muslim not to vote?
If he votes for camp.
If he votes for camp. Now, if he votes, he can let's say we have a society where reading is not damaged. Let's assume that. And somebody knows that Mr. A that is contesting, Mr. B that is contesting. So both of them they have evil. But if evil from the look of things what is lesser than this, are you supposed to watch to vote for that person which is lesser evil or not? When we look at the physical one, we say it is better to vote for the one which is lesser evil. And that's why Sheikh Al-Bani rahimahu Allah ta'ala, the people in Brazil, when they wrote in question concerning participation in the election, that we're going to do in line with what the Western was ever. He said that don't participate in this. He said there are some people that we have in general want to go and change it. When they got in, they became changed. They have been organized before. Because of the people who put themselves now where they have found themselves, they are depreciating Islamically. And if you can observe, you can see around you, not in Nigeria, open outside the world. Because for you to point to us as a country, the sort of Muslim country that they are practicing the Sharia, you can't find it. Maybe Saudi Arabia, that they are practicing the Sharia. It is not Western whatever that they are using. The Western democracy, that's what they are using in Nigeria, in Morocco, that's what they are using. So the Sheikh now discouraged them from contesting. But he now said that if you people insist that you want to participate, make sure that if some people insist that they want to participate, make sure you vote for the one with the better image. Make sure you vote for the one with the better image. So the Sheikh encourages voting, but discourages what? Contesting. Because when you contest, the environment is not enabling for you to contest as a Muslim. It's not enabling for you to contest as a Muslim. But when you vote, you can vote for different reasons. Okay, maybe this person is likely to affect Islam, let me vote for this person. Maybe this person is likely to embarrass me, let me vote for this as well again. So you can use him. But for you to say you are encouraging Muslims, they're not going there because you don't pass through, don't contest. Those that were encouraged when they get here, you will regret you asking them to contest. Because they become what? Different in entirely. Some of them will commission and they watch, they will be worrying in this and this. So participating by voting is something that we say it has to do with what the individual decision, that is one. Two, it's something that one has to do critically. That if you have an enabling society that works, the vote counts. So I see that this person is what is going to contest, and it's important that if he enters or if he wins, it's likely to affect Islam. Then in that case, we vote against such a person. Or if one if he wins, it's likely to be embezzling money. So it's better to vote against such a person rather than what holding your hands and saying that I want to participate in Islam. Okay. The lecturer speaking to of that. The one that is good for it should have what good intention. His intention should not be money paid for that thing. His intention should be that what you want to lead the people in Sudan with. So first of all, he will not pay him up to the amount that he has paid. So he will not take it as a bigger issue in the world. This was his contract. No, when you are telling somebody that this is contract, this is not what you agree on now. So it's becoming a junior. It's clear that it's junior. So something that you can do this for is this carpentry, engineering, and things like that. So when it comes to the issue of demand now, Adan, and things like that, if you are not careful, it becomes junior for you and it's not tax for both junior for now. That's why I said that somebody said that once I know Ahmad was no doubt that somebody said he will lead us in Salah but you want, he will take some sort of money. People will leave you like that. But the issue is that they are going to give you something. So they give you something. So you should see that what compensation. not at the wage for what you have done. No.
Yeah. Is it permissible for a wife to call her husband her father, like the girl with the operation to survive? And the second one is that you need to have a lot of time to try to do it.
No, it's not permissible to call the husband your father. It's not permissible. It's not permissible. The Sadaq al-Azim is the leader, and it's not the practice of the Qur'an story where they finish the petition of the Qur'an to say Sadaq al-Azim. But if one says it once in a while, so it will not call what did that. But believing that every time you want to end the Qur'an, you have to say Sadaq al-Azim, so this is not correct. The Sadaq al-Azim read the Qur'an, and he thought, I did the Torah from Dawud Abi, he listened to the tradition of some companions, and he said, Hasbuna. It's not. So he did tell the companions, the Torah from Dawud Abi. No, the companions, the Torah from Dawud Abi. So, when one says it, just by the intention that what you are saying, what Allah has said, is wrong, is true. So there's nothing wrong with it. But sticking to it, at least they have to say that.
But when the judge
saw that
the Quranic
was
maybe
he tried to stop the killing. It's also wrong. So we think that Allah asked somebody to defend the Quran before him. And he wasn't defended. When he got to the place, he wanted him to stop. He said, what happened? You know. So if the judge can say what happened, so that is enough. And it's better than saying so that Allah was. Well, there is no more Ebola in Nigeria. So, but let's assume that there is Ebola in the country. So, the issue of what shaking hands shouldn't come in then. Because shaking hands is what is supposed to have, is not working. And what Ebola is what? The so we started talking about what the issue of shaking hands at that time, because it's not something that is not compulsory. But you know, said what for Antifurra in the Zoom, for Antifurru in the Nasdaq. Run away from the one who is a dilemma, then you run away from a knife. So you are afraid that, okay, we are in society where Ebola is commonplace, people are catching it. So don't say you are bringing the sunnah of what shaking the hands. So there are so many sunnahs that you can do and you can change what. For the situation where there is no cases of where there are no cases of Ebola. So nothing is that of fear is witness of sunnah. No, but okay, even if you are more loud, I don't think that the point is to remove the power at length. Shaykh al-Azman, as you know, is focused on this opinion that you are taking it as a compensation for your time. So that it is good. He didn't say you are poor. Said if you are taking it for as a compensation for your time. Because even Daniel said, it is better that if one is poor, one takes. If one is satisfied, one should take it. Comparing it or likening to the one who is in charge of the wealth of the orphan. He said, whoever is poor, he said, when you have food, take ma'ruf. Should eat with what? With the ma'ruf. That he in a way that will not affect the world. Then who you are is what you reach, that's not your back. Should be with him. So the Shaykh has now done that is called at length. So some of the Mashaykh that said that this group has two things like that, Shaykh Nimba and Shaykh Nimba and some others like that. The Shafi'iyya, the Malikiyya, the two things like that. But they will also come to say what? Talk about your intention. That you have to work, you have to shape your extension. Because if that one is agreed upon among all of them. But can I do it if my intention is not that I'm looking for the union, my intention is just to get something out of it. They will say yes. But they also put it that what you have to check your intention. So for these people who say what, don't take it unless you are what? Very niche of it. These people who say you can take it with the intention of what? Compensation for your land. So which means the idea of intention has also what? Come in there, because you are taking it as compensation for your land, not for the honor that you are doing. The honor that you are doing is still about the intention of getting the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Generalizing the Islamic fund, Islamic school, Islamic whatever that is, and the idea of Muhammad, that we need to focus on Islamic school, Islamic bank, Islamic sector, Islamic public, good community, and just because we need them in society, we are looking for them, we are looking for Islamic school for our children, and sometimes, most of the people who want, and then we start going there, and then we find out that the person is missing a cup, and they did not give it exactly what he promised. So we will say this person is missing here, but that does not mean every one of them is missing here. So we look for the one that is missing here, and try to support that particular one. But if we generalize that anybody that will be able to be found to find, I want to support them. It's going to affect. We want to, and I also believe that we should actually go into them, try to speak with them, and try to do anything with them, and especially Islamic man, start a million dollars, Islamic man.
No.
Sit down with them and say, this
one. You are starting some people now. What is the result?
You are starting some people.
No, you are starting some people.
Yes.
Some of them, what was the result?
Yeah, but I'm not going to let people know. We sit down with their,
what is the result? Who would think an advisor in the bank is going to do something? It is not easy. Sit down and say, okay, what would be your advice to me? Somebody 70,000, I collected an idea of some people who said what Islamic ethics. And the money now is gone. And it's not, eh? No. Even if you can't approach me, the same is just me, and I need to asylum for me because so, for
example.
It's a good product. So what are you going to say about that? Somebody collected about 400 something million naira from people and everything just went down like that. 400 something million naira. So almost half a billion. And you can't account for that. And it's running here and there. And when he entered in the name of what? We Muslims, we Muslims. So I have a problem. I'm not going against people doing it. But my eyes cannot look at people come. Because I have some experience now. So the next thing is that people will be looking at me as well. And they do not want it. If that brother does not believe in me, it's that what I've collected is money and what? It can be. So that's what I'm talking about. The reason why the Bible should be speaking was for you, we don't judge. We judge from what some chapter. It's for us to watch, to learn this thing and implement. Not just for any sake. Because I realize that we are in need of these subjects. This topic, we are in need of it. If we know this topic very well, there is a lot of words, a lot of elements that will come, that will come from this. A lot of people can bring that to this. center of state volunteers, a Christian, was in a meeting and was crying that he believed in this Islam, that Islamic culture, and that was invested in it. A Christian, what do you think he or she be saying? So, how can someone say that I want to establish Islamic school? I don't have what knowledge of Islam. I want to establish Islamic bank. I don't have knowledge of Islam. So he tells people that I want to establish what school. I want to establish what bank. So that people will know. So anybody who wants to patronize will patronize him. But he acts under Islam to invite the Muslims. And you are looking at it. So this is something that is dangerous. And Allah is dangerous.
He should be fasting. Then the second one is migrated from Mecca to Medina. Did he do any celebration? Did he do any celebration? So, Messenger of Allah did not do celebration. How could that be what a reason, evidence for him to do celebration? So there is no point in that. And he saw the people of Medina that he met fasting, the Jews that he met, not the people of Medina. That he met that were fasting on the death of Ashura. So there is no evidence in those two things. So it's not the practice of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, nor was it the practice of Bakr to celebrate. He only used the word Hijra and was the most using the two Muharram as the first moves for breaking of Islam. Not for celebration. They knew that the Hajj, Eid al-Adha and Eid al-Fitr, the Messenger of Allah led for them. So they did not introduce any third one, Allahu A'lam. Subhanaka wa ta'ala. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله.